Jail on November 17th and transported to the Atchison County Jail on Monday. He's being held on a bond of $75,000, according to Wilson. Law enforcement authorities in Dickinson County are asking the public for help in locating a missing Enterprise, Kansas man. In January of 2019, Alex Michael Head, 34, of Enterprise, was reported missing. He was driving a silver 2003 Dodge Durango with a unique United States Air Force decal affixed to the rear window. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/veterans today.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9th and 9th.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
In Emporia, a woman was taken to an area hospital after the car she was driving crashed and rolled Tuesday evening along a Lyon County highway, authorities said. The crash was reported at 5:12 p.m. on Interstate 35, about 6 miles east of Emporia. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2007 Pontiac G6 was southbound on I-35 when it left the roadway and entered the center median. The car then overcorrected and went across both southbound lanes before it entered the north ditch. The car rolled several times before it came to a rest. The driver, Megan T. Blasey, 24, of Goddard, was taken to Newman Regional Health for treatment for minor injuries. State workers will see a pay raise in an attempt to address staffing shortages brought on by the pandemic. Governor Laura Kelly announced a plan that will implement increased pay for workers at state-run 24/7 facilities, including corrections facilities and state hospitals. Governor Kelly says the raises may help retain and even increase staffing levels across the departments. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Nebraska judge has sentenced a Lincoln man to as long as 60 years in prison for manslaughter. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports Lancaster County District Judge Jody Nelson on Tuesday sentenced 31-year-old Ryan Long to 49 to 60 years in prison. He could be eligible for parole after 27 years. A jury last month found Long guilty of manslaughter for fatally shooting Michael White Magpie in May of 2020. Long was tried on a charge of first-degree murder, but the jury found that Long killed White Magpie without malice during a sudden quarrel. The number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in Nebraska increased last week to their highest levels since January. The Omaha World Herald reports that data from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows the state recorded 6,461 COVID-19 cases last week. That's up from 6,137 the previous week. That marked the fourth straight week of increases. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As Thanksgiving passes, many Christmas holiday opening activities are planned this weekend. An exhibition of retro Christmas decorations, magical memories of Christmas past, is on display at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville through Sunday. The decorations are part of Gayla Hogan's collection. The Art Center is open Friday 10 to 5, Saturday 10 to 2, and Sunday 1 to 4. The decorations include village scenes, pinecone elves, a circus-themed tree, Christmas tree ornaments, nativity sets, and plastic decorations dating back to the 1950s and 60s. The exhibition is sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Admission is free. For additional information, contact the Arts Cooperative at 785-859-4260. The Arts Center open Friday 10 to 5, Saturday 10 to 2, and Sunday 1 to 4. Wymore and Blue Springs will host a holiday treasure hunt Friday to include a holiday appreciation night. Pick up treasure hunt tickets at the Wymore Community Center Friday, 8 to 3:30, as well as business maps. A community coffee is planned 10 to 11 a.m., and the post-prom soup supper serves 5 until 7. The downtown Wymore whistle will sound Friday evening at 5, and Christmas lights will be illuminated. Then 5 until 7, track your tickets at participating business windows downtown. Bring those back to the Welsh Garden to claim prizes, where Santa will greet youngsters beginning at 5:15. They'll draw for bikes to be given away for those attending, and raffle winners will be announced. The events are being sponsored Friday by the Wymore, Blue Springs, and area businesses. Marysville Chamber and Main Street will host Small Business Saturday activities with swag bags handed out beginning at 9 a.m. in front of RX Drug. $200 in chamber bucks will be included with drawings each half hour, and receipt run prizes will be drawn 9 until noon. Local merchants will offer discounts, and vendors featuring homemade creations and home-based businesses will be open at the Maker and Shaker event at 812 Broadway, just east of Ott Electric. That venue will remain open through December 11th and is being coordinated by Marshall County Partnership for Growth. The annual Christmas opening in Marysville is planned next Saturday, December 4th, with more event specifics forthcoming. The 46th annual craft show Saturday will feature 60-plus vendors with homemade crafts located in the Diller Odell High School, Odell Community Building, and Odell Fire Hall. A $1 shopper entry fee goes to the Community Youth Fund. It's sponsored by the Odell Area Community Enrichment Group. There will also be a direct sales event at the Odell American Legion Saturday. An evening of celebration in Barnes is planned Saturday to welcome the Christmas season. A soup dinner begins at 5 at the firehouse, with local merchants open late, and the annual lighted horse-drawn parade beginning Saturday evening at 7 in Barnes. The Marshall County Transfer Station will be closed Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving, reopening regular hours Monday, November 29.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Take advantage of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday deals this weekend at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. This Friday and Saturday, 10% off toys, 15% off jewelry, jeans, 15% off leather boots and shoes, and buy one, get one half off shirts. This Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday, 8 to 6, at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Bring the kids by for photos with Grinch and Max on Friday from 10 to noon, and they'll hand out free stockings.
Down at Reflections in Marysville, Santa has your Christmas thrill. Lots of Melissa and Doug toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Down at Reflections, click, click, click. Shop for your family like good Saint Nick.
Shop for gifts for all galore. Mugs and frames and home decor. Candles and soaps, then things for him. Make it festive to the brim. Reflections is open 7 days a week through Christmas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We'll see cooler than normal temperatures today as a cold front passed through the area last night. We'll see a temperature increase going into tomorrow, however, as we have an area of high pressure moving in. This will increase our temperatures about 15 degrees between today and tomorrow. The more seasonal weather will stick with us going into the weekend and next week. For today, we'll be sunny with a high of 38, northwest winds at 5 to 15, gusting up to 25. Tonight, we'll stay clear with a low at 23. Friday will be sunny with a high of 62, southwest winds at 5 to 10, gusting up to 20. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 59, northwest winds gusting up to 25, so could feel a little colder than that 59. And Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high of 53. Early next week, we'll see temperatures around 60 with sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Amanda Edwards.
Ashley Home Store has lots of in-stock furniture, TVs, and appliances ready for immediate pickup or delivery. They have over 700 furniture items in the warehouse, including sectionals, recliners, dinette sets, mattresses, and the Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock name brand dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, and freezers. While they offer free shipping, they're booked out for several weeks, but you can pick up immediately. Shop locally for your Ashley direct pricing and hometown service. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The 46th annual Odell Craft Show will be Saturday, November 27th from 9 to 3. Featuring over 60 vendors with handmade crafts, booths will be in the Diller Odell High School, Odell Community Building, and Odell Fire Hall. $1 shopper entry fee benefits the Youth Fund, hosted by the Odell Area Community Enrichment. There will also be a direct sales event at the Odell American Legion during the 46th annual Odell Craft Show, Saturday, November 27th from 9 to 3.
Durant passes a legend, and the Panthers make history of their own. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Suns' lengthy win streak nearly came to an end in Cleveland, but Devin Booker led all scorers with 35 points, and Chris Paul scored 8 of the Suns' last 11 to bring home the 120-115 win over the Cavs. Suns extend their winning streak to 14, the third longest in franchise history. Lakers star LeBron James returned from a one-game suspension, racking up 39 points, 8 in overtime against Indiana.
Step back 3 by LeBron, good again. LeBron buries back-to-back threes.
On KSPN, Lakers beat the Pacers 124-116, surfacing back to 500 at 10-10. Kevin Durant climbing the ladder on the NBA career scoring list, passing Hall of Famer Allen Iverson for 25th all-time.
Iverson was, you know, he was a pantheon for me. You know, one of those guys that I emulated every time I went outside.
Durant scored 21 in the Nets' 123-104 throttling of the Celtics. The Minnesota Vikings announced that defensive end Everson Griffin is now getting the care he needs following disturbing posts on social media. General manager Rick Spielman.
Everson, Tiffany, and his family, how much we love them and how much they are a part of this family. And do everything possible to make sure the situation was under control.
Griffin posted a video of himself holding a gun, claiming somebody was trying to kill him. College football, Michigan State head coach Mel Tucker will be sticking around East Lansing for a while. He's agreed to a 10-year extension worth $95 million. The Spartans are currently 9-2. To the ice of the NHL, an overtime thriller between the Panthers and Flyers. With just under 3 minutes to go, Aaron Ekblad kept his team perfect at home.
Tom, the right circle, Huberdeau in close, looks back in front. Ekblad shot, he scores! The overtime winner!
On WQAM, 2-1 the final. The Panthers move to 11-0 at home, tying an NHL record to start the season, held by the 1963-64 Blackhawks. This is Rich Cantu. AB.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball today on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Tune in this Saturday for the championship game as your Axtell Eagles go on the road to take on Wheatland Grinnell. Tune in this Saturday for championship football live on FM 95.5 and streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app.
It's Sharing, Caring, and Giving Day at Elsie Grace's this Friday and Saturday. Bring in donations for the local food pantry and get a special discount. What will you buy? Gifts for everyone on your list? Stock up on food mixes and coffee? Or just get their famous homemade fudge all for yourself? It's all here and more at Elsie Grace's in downtown Frankfort Friday and Saturday.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Z71 double cab pickup, priced at $47,900, and a new 2021 Buick Enclave Premium Edition front-wheel drive four-door SUV, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Deere and Company employees this week again rejected a tentative contract agreement by a vote of 45% yes to 55% no. United Auto Worker John Deere members voted down the agreement Tuesday night. UAW says the strike will continue as they discuss the next step with the company. Now, this is the second tentative contract agreement rejected by Deere workers during the strike. The latest contract would have provided a 10% rise in wages this year, 5% in 2023 and 2025, and lump sum bonuses amounting to 3% of their pay for 2022, 24, and 26. Deere would have invested another $3.5 billion in its employees for the term of the agreement. More than 10,000 Deere employees in Illinois, Iowa, and Kansas remain on strike. This is the first strike against John Deere by the UAW since 1986. That one lasted 163 days. The House Ag Committee heard from farm groups and challenges to the supply chain during a hearing yesterday. American Soybean Association and National Biodiesel Board also expressed concerns over labor and shipping, but say there's plenty of soy oil supplies for the food sector. ASA and NBB say food industry groups have waged claims that there's a crunch in the supply of soy oil available when the soy is crushed, and that food service cannot get enough edible oil for cooking because those groups say oil is being diverted to biodiesel and a growing renewable diesel market. Well, ASA President Kevin Scott said there currently is not a soy oil supply shortage, nor is one envisioned by year end. But there are, the fact, very real supply chain challenges impacting U.S. agriculture. Those concerns: labor, barge shipments, ports and shipping containers, trucking, rail freight, fertilizer, chemical inputs, energy, equipment and parts, and water availability. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Markets closed for a Thursday. Back at it on Friday with the Thanksgiving holiday. And Wednesday had an interesting day. Started off mostly higher all across the board for the grains and the livestock. Wrapped up with the grains kind of dipping into the red quite a bit. The livestock still surging ahead and wrapping up mostly higher in the green. So kind of an interesting day in trading for sure. At the same time, U.S. Department of Agriculture did report some commodity funds on Wednesday, estimated to have sold a net of near 1,000 Chicago corn futures and 11,000 Chicago wheat futures. Traders say that the funds were net sellers of near 4,000 Chicago soybean futures, 4,000 soybean meal futures, and net buyers of 4,000 soybean oil futures in the session for Wednesday. So that may have had an impact on the markets when they wrapped up by Wednesday with a little bit more red on the board for those grains. In the grain market, December corn was down three quarters, sitting at 579 and three quarters. at the end of trading on Wednesday. Kansas City wheat for December was down 5.5 at 873.25. We have the soybeans. They were mostly lower as well. January beans were down 6.5, sitting at 1266.5. The bean meal for December down $4.60 at 357.60. And the bean oil saw some slight gains on Wednesday, with December sitting up 80 cents, sitting at 60.94. Cotton didn't have too bad of a day, mostly green across their futures. December cotton was up 2 pennies at the end of trading to 120.38. Oats as well, they stayed and maintained in the green from the open, with December oats sitting at 3.25 to 7.50.5. So nice, some decent trading there, and it was pretty consistent and pretty constant, not a whole lot of movement on Wednesday. We'll see what markets do when they open up again on Friday. And the livestock market, mostly higher there. Live cattle for December was up 2.5, sitting at 137.90. Feeder cattle for January up 2.55 at 166.92. Lean hogs were in the green as well, up $1.27, sitting at 75.42. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's Black Friday all month long at Rusty Egg Ford, with savings on every new and pre-owned vehicle on the lot. Plus, we have $500 Visa gift cards with every purchase, just in time for the holidays. No need to wait in line. This is not for just one lucky customer. There is not a limited supply. Buy a car, get a $500 gift card. Buy a truck, get a $500 gift card. Buy an SUV, get a $500 gift card. Yes, a $500 gift card with every new or pre-owned purchase. Great deals for everyone. And $500 gift cards with every new or pre-owned purchase, just in time for the holidays. It's Black Friday all month long at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit for stocks and fees. Not all qualify. All four rebates to dealer. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Advertising special offers expire months end.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Hey, reminder, no sale Thanksgiving Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving holiday. They are taking early consignments for their December sales. Quite a good run of consignments listed for the December 2nd sale. And a reminder, they will be closed for Christmas on December 23rd, but open December 30th for the final sale of the year. So call ahead for those early consignments to your fieldman or sale barn manager, Bob Holly, at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, with no sale Thanksgiving Thursday.
We lift our forks in salute to the pumpkin on a Thanksgiving Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 25th, the 329th day of the year. Actress Christina Applegate shares a birthday with singer Amy Grant. Pumpkin pie has become synonymous with Thanksgiving dinner, but the dessert we enjoy today bears little resemblance to its colonial predecessor. Back then, typical preparation was to hollow out the pumpkin, fill it with milk, honey, and spices, and bury it all in hot ashes for cooking. Pumpkin, in fact, wasn't a rare holiday treat, but a means of survival. One pilgrim wrote, "We have pumpkins in morning and pumpkins at noon. If it were not for pumpkins, we should all be undone." A little food for thought for this Thanksgiving day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter anytime. Just log on to almanac.com.
Carriage Chevrolet Buick GMC reminds listeners to be thankful for the U.S. Armed Forces, overseas and stateside. These heroes not only protect the freedoms we enjoy, but also protect the oppressed in other nations. So this Thanksgiving, take time to thank a soldier for all that they do. From Carriage Chevrolet Buick GMC in Beatrice. Jim's Carpet knows our military men and women are working hard here at home and overseas, and will be missing their loved ones this holiday season. So let's send warm wishes and words of hope this holiday from Jim's Carpet and Supplies in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez was selected to the All-MLB first team for the second straight season. Perez had arguably his greatest statistical season this season. He tied for the Major League lead with 48 home runs in 2021. That mark of 48 home runs tied the single-season franchise record set by Jorge Soler in 2019. Perez is the first Royals player to have at least a share of the league lead in homers. His 121 RBI led the majors as well. This marks the second time Perez has been named to the All-MLB first team. What was one of the worst defenses in the NFL and maybe Chiefs history, the first 6 weeks of the season showed just how stout it has become on Sunday. Kansas City kept Dallas out of the end zone entirely in a 19-9 victory. Good thing because the Kansas City offense struggled again. Up next for the Chiefs, they will host the Denver Broncos Sunday night 7:20 at Arrowhead Stadium. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
The Kansas men's basketball team maintained its spot at number 3 in the USA Today coaches poll, but dropped a spot in the Associated Press poll to number 4. The movement had very little to do with anything the Jayhawks did last week, and everything to do with Purdue's convincing win at Villanova. The Boilermakers jumped from 6th to number 3 in the AP poll, coming in just behind top-ranked Gonzaga and second-ranked UCLA. Kansas and Duke rounded out the top 5. Next up for the Jayhawks, they're headed to Florida to open play in the ESPN Events Invitational outside of Orlando, Florida. Coming off a tough home loss to number 11 Baylor, the K-State football team hits the road for the final regular season game of the season as the Wildcats face Texas on Friday in Austin. The contest kicks off against the Longhorns at 11 a.m. and will be televised by Fox. It's still not known whether quarterback Skylar Thompson will be ready to go. If not, the Cats will count on Will Howard and Jaron Lewis. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Championship Saturday is just days away now, and we've got you covered on the TVL Spotlight. The Axtell Eagles are in their second state championship game in the past 3 years. We'll have everything you need to know heading into Saturday. We'll talk with Brent Maycock of the new website Keisha Uncovered, as well as bring back our popular interview with the enemy segment. That plus our sit-down with Coach Eric Detweiler coming up this week on the TVL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball today on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Tune in this Saturday for the championship game as your Axtell Eagles go on the road to take on Wheatland Grinnell. Tune in this Saturday for championship football live on FM 95.5 and streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel offers a laid-back atmosphere where everyone feels welcome. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our motel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine outside today with daytime highs approaching 38. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows of aloft around 23. High of 62. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32.
KNDY. Always
been so glad to be with you. Stay with you.